Auto Light Dealer presents your favorite friends from Gasoline Alley.
Hold it, Wilmer. Hold it till I get this phone.
Okay, Skazix.
Wallet and Bobble Garage, Skazix Wallet speaking. What's that? Yes, sir, we can fix it. We can fix anything on four wheels. Sure, we'll be waiting for you right here in Gasoline Alley. Yes, it's Gasoline Alley, the comic strip that's a favorite in more than 100 great newspapers from coast to coast. In this episode, The Adventures of the Gold-Digging Deceivers, Skazix learns that the easiest way to find a hidden treasure is to remember where you hid it. But right now, a word from the friendly Autolite dealer in your own hometown. Some people get excited by minor things like winning the sweepstakes or finding that a rich aunt left them $1 million. But right now, Skazix's partner, Wilmer Bobble, is excited about a grease pit. Yes, the garage is getting a new grease pit. And the low bid for digging the pit was entered by the very slippery Mr. Chiggers. Now, at this moment, Skazix is saying,
"Oh, I wish you hadn't given Chiggers the job, Wilmer."
"But Skazix, this time I've got him. Oh, brother, have I got Chiggers this time. After what Rufus overheard, I can't miss. Hi, Rufus."
"Chiggers is very chippery, Wilmer. Chiggers is slurry vippery. He's a crook."
"Sure, but he's not a smart crook like me. I'm not a crook, but Chiggers is a crook, and I've got him."
Set a crook to catch a crook?"
"Sure, that's it. Rufus, cut it off."
"The only thing that interests me, Wilmer, is that we've got to get that grease pit dug fast."
"Just leave it to your old Uncle Wilmer, Skazix. I'll see that it gets dug and Chiggers will dig it. Ha, 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 ha. Am I gonna love this?"
"Chiggers thinks he's gonna trick you into digging the pit for him, Wilmer."
"Don't I know it."
"Yes, I get it, Wilmer. Chiggers has agreed to dig the pit for $50.
$50 and all the treasury finds in the ground, Skazix. Ha, 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 ha."
"Yeah, that's what I heard him say.
And after he digs a little bit, he's going to find..."
"He's got to pretend he found some old silver coins." "Silly, isn't he?"
"Sure, and then he expects to sell digging privileges to me. Can you imagine that, Skazix? With that phony treasure stud, he thinks I'll pay him for the privilege of digging the grease pit that we've already paid him to dig.
As I said, silly, isn't he?"
"Well, here comes Chiggers down the street, Wilmer,
am I ready. Hiya, Chiggers.
Hiya, brother.
Ah, you ready to go to work?"
"Yes, sir, Wilmer, old pal, old sock, old thingaroo. And it's the smartest deal you ever made. Paying me 50 fish to dig this grease pit for you."
"We're happy if you are, Chiggers. Hey, Skazix, you and Rufus get a load of this."
Yeah, Skazix, I want a witness."
Yes, Chiggers?
Now watch as I dig. As you know, Skazix, the old Pep estate used to be right here where I'm digging this grease pit."
"That's right, it burned down years ago."
"Correct. As you know, there was a lot of valuable stuff in the cellar which never was found. Right?"
"Everybody's heard that story." "Silly, isn't it?"
"Quiet, Rufus. Go on, Chiggers, old pal, old sock, old thingamaringamaroo. You were saying..."
"Well, just that I own any treasure that I might happen to dig up. Well, what do you know? Look, an old silver dollar. Wilmer, I'll get rich on this job."
"Not off of us, you old Chiggers."
"Huh? What's that, Wilmer?"
"We saw you slip that coin out of your pocket and pick it up, Chiggers. We're on, don't we?"
"We are."
"Sure. Rufus overheard you bragging about the trick you were going to play on me. Gonna dig up some money and then make me pay to dig."
Maybe I don't want this job after all, Wilmer. Here, I'll give you $50 back."
"You made a bargain, Chiggers."
Wait, Chiggers. I'd like to dig there."
"Skazix, no, we planted that silver dollar."
"I think I know what I'm doing, Wilmer. Give me the shovel, Chiggers."
"Sure, Skazix, old pal, old sock, old friend."
"Now, let's see. Where is a good place to dig? How about right here, Rufus?
Not quite there, Skeezix. A little more to your right.
Mm-hmm. Huh, you think this is a good place, Rufus?
Well, that's it exactly. Dig right there.
Yes, sir, Skeezix. And dig as much as you please.
Well, here goes. Nothing that time. Nothing again. You sure this is a good place to dig, Rufus?
Oh, yes, Skeezix. Like you told me.
Rufus, I'm going to try here. Well, look at this. A gold coin.
Yeah, gold coin.
Ah. Well, sure, fellas. I told you there was treasure buried here. Round as plumb full of it. And I know that...
What?
Did you say a gold coin?
Here, let me have a look at it.
Holy. Hey, this is a real gold coin. It's not one of the phonies I put... Hey, Skeezix, give me that shovel.
What are you trying to cure me?
I ain't trying to give you nothing. Give me that shovel.
Hey, is this on the level? Look, Chiggers, let me dig, and anything I find, I'll split it with you. Hot Chiggers, please.
Okay, Wilmer, but don't get in my way.
I'll say I won't get in your way. Watch out, Skeezix. You and Rufus, stand back.
Gladly, Wilmer. Stand back, Rufus. If I'm not mistaken, Gasoline Alley's about to get a brand new grease pit.
Gasoline Alley and the Adventure of the Gold-Digging Deceivers. Well, Wilmer and the very slippery Mr. Chiggers set out to outsmart each other, but Skeezix dug up a gold coin, so maybe there is buried treasure after all. At any rate, Chiggers and Wilmer have been furiously digging for treasure for 2 hours now, and the result is that the new Gasoline Alley grease pit is almost completed.
Oh, gosh, my back is breaking.
Oh, mine too, Wilmer. You found anything?
No rubber boots, some pieces of crocker.
No more gold coins like Skeezix found, huh?
Don't stop now, fellas. You're almost finishing the grease pit. I mean, well, as you said, Chiggers, the old Fenton estate used to be here, and you might find anything.
Oh, my back is breaking, Skeezix. I'm quitting.
Oh, Chiggers, you've been paid to dig the grease pit.
Okay, Skeezix, you can have your money back. Ain't worth it to kill myself here. Here's your $50. Oh, my back.
Yeah, Chiggers, treasure or no treasure, I'm finished, too. Help me out, excuse me.
There you are, Wilmer. Give me your hand, Chiggers.
Yeah. Oh, my tire. Hey, what's Rufus coming out in such a hurry for?
Yeah, Mr. Jansen, the jeweler, just behind him.
Hey, fellas. I tried to stop him, Skeezix. Mr. Jansen, the jeweler, he wants us...
Skeezix, the rich collector wants to buy that gold coin he loaned you, sir.
Gold coin you loaned him?
Hey, wait. Did you say you loaned Skeezix a gold coin?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry to have to ask for it back, Skeezix. But the rich collector, you said he'd buy it.
Skeezix, you played a low trick on me.
Yeah, and on me, too.
Skeezix, I can't believe you do a thing like this to me, a low trick.
Oh, I know it was a trick, Wilmer, and I'm sorry. But I knew if you and Chigger started trying to outsmart each other, the grease pit would never get dug.
All that hard work you tricked me into doing. I can't believe you do such a thing to me. Your friend, your pal, your...
Your old thing-a-ring-a-roo, Wilmer?
You shut up, Rufus. You're probably in on this, too.
Oh, sure. After Skeezix borrowed the gold coin, I buried it so he could dig it up.
Well, speaking of digging, suppose you just hop in there and finish digging that pit.
Oh, no, Wilmer. That's too strange.
You work here, don't you? You get paid, so start digging.
Okay, Wilmer. I'll dig. But I don't think I'm going to like this.
Well, the grease pit's almost finished, Rufus, and I'll help you. Here, Mr. Jansen, thanks for the coin.
Glad to do you a favor, Skeezix.
Well, you didn't do me a Chiggers any favors.
Hey, fellas, I struck something.
Now look, Rufus, don't try to give us that buried treasure gag again.
Yeah, that's no gag, Wilmer. Maybe you and Chiggers stopped too soon. Maybe it's a treasure.
Nah, look at it. Here it is. Pitcher.
Just an old tin pitcher, huh, Chiggers?
Yeah, Rufus, you can have it. It ain't worth nothing.
Wait, let me look. Yumping yimini!
Was it worth anything, Mr. Jansen?
It is a pewter pitcher.
So it's a pewter pitcher, so what?
Yeah, who cares? Who wants a pewter pitcher?
Yumping your house of it. I want it. And I will pay Rufus $100 for it.
What? For that piece of junk?
You mean it's valuable, Mr. Jansen?
This is the famous Paul Revere pewter pitcher from the old Fenton estate.
Rufus, you're rich.
I am? Well, yump and yimini. Give me a hand up, Skeezix.
Don't stop working, Rufus. We've got to finish that grease pit.
Oh, not me, Skeezix. I got enough money now to hire someone to dig for me.
somebody says. Now, what do you do, Rufus?
Me? I think I'll just sit here under this tree and read a book. A book called Treasure Island.
Your Gasoline Alley friends will be back in just a moment. First, a word from your own Autolite dealer. About the next adventure in Gasoline Alley. Here's Skeezix.
Wilmer, you're just going to get in trouble again.
Me get in trouble? Ha! Not your old Uncle Wilmer, no sir.
Hypnotism is tricky stuff, Wilmer. You've got to know what you're doing.
Well, I know what I'm doing. I read a book on hypnotism. Well, one chapter anyway. Now, look, Skeezix. Watch, I'll put you under my influence right here and now.
Now, wait a second, Wilmer.
This is called the optical hocus pocus, also known as the clammy double whammy. You ready?
Go ahead.
Skeezix Wallet, look me in the eye. You feel tired. You're relaxing. Your eyes are closing.
My eyes are not closing.
They're not? You mean nothing's happened?
Nothing, Wilmer. Nothing at all, except it looks to me as if you're getting awfully sleepy.